Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim malik yawm al-din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Assalamu alaikum. This is April March, wow, March the 6th, 2022, Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern. But today is Sunday, so your host is Sister Daya Hanan Shabazz Akbar, and we are focusing on the psychological effect that that image has on the minds of the world children. As we know, the message of concern is what Imam W.D. Muhammad put in effect and in the Muslim Journal from Craig. It stemmed from Craig, group that we had before, which is talking about the message of concern as well. Just little twists to it, but practically the same message. It is the same message, but just same little different twist to the wordings, maybe. Okay, and I would like to start again to read to you, as I did before we first started this program about 2 years, 2.5 years ago. I would like to read to you the message of concern, even though Sister Suad El-Amin is the CD that you hear for our theme song when we come on, every day we come on, that's our theme song by Sister Suad El-Amin Omar. Suad El-Amin Omar. And I would like to read it to you. Message of concern. A message of concern. First it says, out of the respect for man's creator. No. First it says, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Then it says, out of the respect for man's creator, a message of concern. And it tells who it's by. And we all know who it's by, but this was wrote by Brother Imam W. Dean Muhammad. What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men? Quran Surah 3, Ayat 64. Say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims bowing to God's will. Civilized nations should want that their religions be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only men, mortals from the mortals He, Allah, created. I just quoted what was in the Quran. At the end, it says Quran. And that's the way Imam W.D. Muhammad worded the message of concern. I think that was more than 33 years ago or so. Okay. Now, I see someone's number I'm not familiar with on the board. So if you would like to speak, if you are one of the guest speakers, could you please push a 1 on your phone, and it would be an indication that you want to say something or respond or present, you know, whatever you're going to present. So, and then I will bring you into the queue. So if you have something to present to us, if you're a presenter, and if I've been invited as a presenter or a guest speaker, please push 1 in the queue. Push 1 and we'll bring you in the queue. I will open your mic and you will tell us who you are and then we will bring you into the queue. Assalamu alaikum. Hello.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, that's the presenter. That's Brother Henry. Brother Henry, I don't know. I apologize. I should be familiar with that number now. Did you call my husband? To speak to my husband. I'm not familiar with your number. Okay. So, you're going to be out here.
I'm sorry. It's raining here, and I'm getting a bad reception. Can you hear me?
You're getting a bad reception. Yes, I can hear you well. I heard you were well from the beginning. Can you hear me
okay? Hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
But we're gonna
I
let
hear
you go.
Very well.
Okay. Well, thank you. We're going to let you go on and present to us what you're going to present to us, unless you want it to be done otherwise.
No.
We don't want the weather to mess up with your...
I just wanted to share a little information.
Okay.
And to with the believers, assalamu alaikum, everyone. May Allah bless you. I bear witness, hopefully there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone. There is nothing like Allah. And I bear witness openly that Muhammad, lay Islam, the Queen of Honor, was revealed, is his slave, servant, and seal for all the prophets. And again, I say assalamu alaikum. I wanted to share I think everybody might have saw this already, but it was mentioned in the Muslim Journal. An article written by the American Psychological Association. And the American Psychological Association, they are the largest group psychologists, and social scientists, psychiatrists in America. As a matter of fact, I think I used to have a number of how many of them were in this association. It's quite extensive group of social scientists, human science, the human sciences, psychiatry, all of that. And they as a group, they make a lot of suggestions to Congress about the psychological state of America and their role, their organization, is to be aware and to make us aware as American citizens of the world, of the psychological dangers that are lurking in the society. So whatever they find, they bring it to our attention. And then they go to Congress, and Congress writes laws, and they make suggestions to Congress, etc., on and on like that. So I want to read this article, a small portion of this article, by this organization, the American Psychological Association. And it starts off like this. The APA, American Psychological Association, commitment to addressing systemic racism. And this was October 29th, this article that they wrote, 2020, October 29th, 2020. And it says the APA Council of Representatives passed three resolutions, which include acknowledging and apologizing for the American Psychological Association's role in promoting and perpetuating racism and racial discrimination in the U.S. role of the psychology, the role of psychology and the APA is dismantling systemic racism in the United States and advising health equity in psychology. So here we go with this, some of this article. I'm not going to read much, but it's going to give you some eye-opening awareness of the role of the American Psychological Association and what we as American citizens, as a group, should be calling for from them. It says the APA's apology to people of color in the U.S. The APA failed in its role leading the discipline of psychology, was complicit in contributing to systemic inequities and hurt many through racism, racial discrimination, and denigration of people of color, thereby falling short on its mission to benefit society and improve lives. The APA is profoundly sorry, accepts responsibility for, and owns the actions and inactions of APA itself, the discipline of psychology, and individual psychologists who stood as leaders for the organization and the field. So what they're saying here, like I say, I'm not going to try to read this whole article. It's pretty lengthy. If you want to, read it in its entirety, a copy to Akbar, and you can get the website from him, the information from him, and Sister Daia, and then they can send you the website. You can read it for yourself. But the point is, they're admitting that these problems have existed, and they've turned a blind eye to them. They've turned a blind eye to the idea of racism in religion and in many other systemic areas. They haven't dealt with it. They've shied away from it. They've ignored it and just wanted it to go away. But we can see that it's not going to go away because these problems are long-term problems that cause serious mental illness in the minds of not only just the everyday person in the world, you know, but also in leadership. We've seen it happen. In government, as just as close as our last president suffers from some mental illnesses that turned him into a white supremacist. Mm-hmm. And the idea that white is better was promoted by human imagery and religion, and is promoted by human imagery. So we still see this, we see that it has split the country almost in half. And now that the country is so overwhelmed by the mental illnesses that are associated with white supremacy and black inferiority in this country, stuttering back and forth. They don't even have a clear definition of democracy, which is equality for human beings. So we know that there could never be human equality if you've been taught that God is a member of your race and that the devil is a member of my race. Where's the equality in there? There's no equality there. There's only inferiority and false. There's only false sense of inferiority and a false sense of superiority. So we want to, send this organization a message that actually Imam Warf Deen Muhammad so clearly shared with us. I don't know if you all read the article, but the Imam called for research. He said racism needs a study. Yeah, racism needs a study. And if you all are mine, I want to try to read just a little bit from that article by the Imam. just hold on 1 second here. Oh, wait a second. I got it right here. Hold on.
Take your time, really.
Bear with me here, because I'm looking at this computer. It's a little small one I got in my hand.
Take your time.
We call it the telephone, right? Yeah, but let's see. Wait a minute. We got it going here now. Let's see. Okay. I'm going to get right to it. Don't worry, y'all. It's going to be worth the wait.
I believe it.
Yeah, it's going to be worth the wait. It's going to be worth the wait. Okay, is it? Yeah. Stand in the proper lane. That's not it. Anyway, the Imam called for a study on. Imagery and religion. It's basically what he was calling. And here it is. The article is called "Racism Requires a Study."
Okay.
By Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Have you heard of that article, Sister Taya? Racism Requires a Study?
No, I haven't.
In the journal.
Let me read it. Okay. I was just asking.
Let me read some of it to you.
Okay.
Let's see. It says these are the Imam's words. He said, "I believe that if we can get the strength and the patience to be more methodical in our response to these racially clad evils, we will be successful to the finish. We in our efforts for racial justice need a method and a strategy. We first need to know what we are fighting or what we are burdened by. A lot of us are not fighting it. We are just burdened by it."
Yes.
"And I don't think it is as simple as most of us think it is. We just call it racism. We call it the evils of the white oppressor. That is not enough. Why is the white racist like he is? He was born human just like we were. All right, hold on. God, so much. Hold on. Hold on, guys. I can say this. Yeah, I was going pretty smoothly, and then it just... My phone is acting up. We're gonna get back to it. Hold on. Diane, if you want to make a few comments, let me go ahead and talk, and I'll try to. Once I find it,
okay.
I'll get it right to you. All right.
Okay. Okay, I was trying to look it up myself on this little computer while you were speaking to see if I could help you along with it, you know, to read and everything.
Yeah. I got a million notes here, and let's see. Wait a minute.
No, it just seems to be understood, though. You got it. Okay.
Yeah. Here. Yeah, we are. Yeah, here it is. I'm going to start it over. It says,
okay.
Racism requires a study. Excerpts from an article by Imam W.D. Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that if we can get the strength and the patience to be more methodical in our response to these racially clad evils, we will be successful to the finish.
Right.
We in our efforts for racial justice need a method and a strategy. We need first to know what we are fighting or what we are burdened by.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are not fighting it. We're just burdened by it.
Yeah.
And I don't think it is as simple as most of us think it is. We just call it racism. We call it the evils of the white oppressor. That is not enough. Why is the white racist like he is? He was born human just like we were. What I am getting at is that racism requires a study. We have to study. The leaders who want to lead the fight and struggle against racism and worldwide apartheid, it requires that we study this thing. You will say, there are books written by doctors in the field of sociology and in related fields. So what is it for us to study? We need to study the development of racism. How did it develop and how it survives?
Mm.
How did this thing come upon the earth and last so long? What keeps it today? Why does it survive? We Black leaders, in parentheses, need to answer these questions for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to treat a disease, you first have to learn about that disease.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just say that thing is hurting and then just go at it. The doctor has to know the disease and has to be able to identify the disease in its development. Where did it come from? What started it? what is this life? Upon knowing the disease in its life and in its development and in its origin, then you can attack the disease and kill it. I believe the same thing has to be done to racism. Mm. Why is it we are unprepared? It is because it is tied up with religion. And a thorough job is going to embarrass religion. That is why most of our leaders do not want to talk on the problem as it should be tackled.
Mm-hmm.
We know that it starts in religion. This idea that white is godly or heavenly and that black is demonic and corrupt of hell, in parentheses, all started out in religion. We are afraid, unprepared, to tackle it there where it started. 1991, December 14th, the Muslim Journal. The name of the article, Problems of Apartheid and Worldwide Racism, by Imam W.D. Muhammad. Now, this is 1991. This was 1991. So, Here we are, 30 years later?
Mm-hmm.
Today, this is, we're in 2022, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's 31 years later,
mm-hmm.
Right? Now this thing has reached the fullness. And here we have, see, this is a wonderful opportunity for us to present this message and take it. The American Psychological Association is already apologizing,
mm-hmm.
for what they know they haven't done. They already apologized.
Right.
All right, since they don't apologize, but they still haven't mentioned the problem of imagery in religion and how that creates a racist mentality and an inferior mentality in the minds of American children and children all over the world. So they haven't addressed that yet. So we don't know if they haven't addressed it because they don't know, or they don't understand it, or we don't know.
Right.
And if we don't, put their feet to the fire, as they used to say. Right? But our job at this point is, our job is to call for this study on this subject matter,
mm-hmm.
to the heads of this society, American Psychological Association. Then we tell them, take it to Congress. You see, take it to Congress,
mm-hmm.
bring it on out in the open, and once that happens. Oh, my goodness, a long way. We're going to see great change in this society. We'll see tremendous change. We'll see people coming
mm-hmm.
all around, from all over the place,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and express what they already know. But yes, there
right.
should never be imagery in religion.
Mm-hmm.
We should never add it. It caused a lot of problems. That's the foremost problem. It's caused all this. I believe that Putin's aggressive nature against his own people is because of fear. They fear.
Yeah.
They fear that they're losing control, that they're losing power,
mm-hmm.
and they need more to hold on
mm-hmm.
to their false idea of superiority. You see?
Right.
And that's Trump. That's Trump all day. And not just Trump. Trump only represents just We need to write these people some letters. Send them a letter. I mean, you know, we don't have to. We're just a common human being. But we have a voice. And we have a determination.
Right.
And we have a right as American citizens to address this problem head on.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, I mean, have it a small thing. Be a big thing. I mean, to have it a small
right.
thing. Whoops, big thing. And brought a big thing down to me. So we have the tool. God gives us the tool, the message, the insight, the leadership. We've been prepared to do this. We've been prepared to bring this message home to the American society and let them look at it. Let them examine it. That's our job. We should take this concern to our leaders, to our emails, to our communities, to our family members, and let them know this is the problem that we want to bring this problem to the forefront of the American consciousness, so the American conscious can look at it and make a decision.
Right.
Do you really want to be them? Do you really want equality? Is that true? Do you really want it? All right, if you really want it, then all we got to do is take these images down. Your Bible, the Bible says there shouldn't be no image. The Torah
That's
says
right.
there should be no image.
Mm-hmm.
The Quran says there should be no images. So what's the problem? How come you got an image up here and your book that you say you believe and you follow and law, say there should be no image or image?
Right. And they call it graven image.
Yes, they call it graven image. That you know it's going to be, it's something to kill you. it's something to kill you, put you in the grave.
That's
and
graven's got two,
you know, you also engrave, right? Engrave
mm-hmm.
means
mm-hmm.
make an impression on something. Make an impression.
Right.
You know, so,
that's true.
So they made an impression in our hearts and our soul with a false concept, wicked concept.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did it impress us, but something unimpressive. You know, Bilal, he was laying out in the desert, and his slave master had a great big stone on his chest, pressing him. Right? And
right.
Bilal would not give him. He was so weak, all he could do was hold up one finger.
Mm-hmm. One gun. Mm-hmm.
He did all that. But the point is, they've already tried to do us like that, and we're still here saying that there's nothing worthy of worship but God. Now they got to come and deal with the issue. They got to let Joseph out of jail.
Yeah.
You know, Joseph was down in the jail. Joseph was down in the prison. And things were going so bad for him up there. It's going so bad up there in the society. They had to come get Joseph. And when they got Joseph, Joseph explained to them what the problem was. Joseph is us.
Mm-hmm.
As a people. This concept that Allah has blessed us to grow in and begin to understand and learn how to use and to make the concept be productive. They got to come get us now.
That's right.
You see, anybody who believes in the oneness of God, that's what they got to have.
Yeah.
So there we have. That's That's our mission.
It's
also the mission of all prophets. It's mission all. From Adam the first day to Muhammad the last. The final seal. So I just wanted to share that with you, all. And I'm sorry I wasn't. I just didn't have it all read out for me, but I had it on this phone. These phones are fantastic. I can see it. You take a little time, but you can pull it up.
Yes, okay. Okay. So Akbar does have that, what you send him.
Yeah, he's got that article. I read it directly from his, from where
okay.
I sent it to him early.
Him,
Dr.
Okay.
Dale asked
okay.
earlier this week.
Yeah, and the website is on there.
Yeah, I'm going to send the whole website is there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's called, I can send it to you too. I think I sent it
but
to
would
you.
I didn't want to ask you that since he had Akbar has, but could you please send it to me too?
Sure.
And you can send it to me. To my email, so and I have the little computer and the big computer, so I can look on them both. And, I can look on the big.
I think I sent it to you, Diane. Let me double check. Let me see. Okay, I might have sent it to you because normally what I do is I just send it on a text. My computer seems like my text is working better than my email. But let me see. I'm going to send it to you right now. Hold on. Let me see. We ain't going to let no time go by on this. I'm going to send it, inshallah, to you right now. Let me get the Akbar again. Okay, now I'm going to copy it. Akbar. Okay. Now. I'm having fun. Can you tell?
Yeah, I see. I know. You know, when we start talking about this, we almost made it 1 year ago to that meeting that they had, the conference that they had. Maybe we'll go one of these days. So maybe we'll go to this next one.
Oh, yeah.
How did that turn out?
I was saying that
Yeah, I do.
Is anybody else on the line while we can
It
don't make no difference. It don't make no difference if it's not, because all we're doing is passing information now.
Just passing information now? Okay, yeah. But I do thank you for coming on, though, being our presenter for tonight.
I ain't gone yet. I'm still here.
Okay,
I'm just trying to find,
I didn't want to put somebody else on. They start talking, and then you have to break that and come back in. I know Brother Muhammad hold on because he didn't realize you were a presenter tonight. A lot of people didn't know we were going to have you as a presenter tonight. But this is valuable information. This is very, very good information that we need
yeah.
in our in our field of interest right now and focus, in our focus.
Yeah, then
I can hear a lot of people saying, oh, why don't they just forget about all of that and then they're going to go to the extreme and do this and that. What are we going to do? Somebody's got to do it. And just somebody's got to do it. And just because everybody may not share the same sentiment or feelings about it, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist and doesn't mean it doesn't matter. To some, it may matter more than to others. You know, but the one it matters to most, then we do something about it. You know, and we can just look into it and try to, and that'll be our contribution also. It's just as much needed, and you know, for our children to come, our children and our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, they have to know as well. They have to know about this.
They have to know. They need to know. I'm still looking for this for your number, but
yeah, go ahead.
I bought some Girl Scout cookies today from some youngsters, you know, and I was just looking at how the people, African Americans, Caucasians, everybody, they were flocking around them. And them Girl Scouts. And they was buying them like, I got a mother and daughter that I buy from them every year. Mm-hmm. And she told me last year they raised $20,000 on cookies. Mm-hmm. Just on these cookies. Wow. And I was thinking to myself, I said, wow. Now here it is. They can raise that kind of money. Here's your number, Daddy. They raising that kind of money on cookies. Mm. Cookies. And here it is. We want to do is just raise up some money to get some signs to educate people so we can get out of this psychological slavery of self-hatred that we have. You know,
right.
That's all we want to do.
And so,
okay, I'm sending it to you right now. I'm sending it to you now. Okay, I got that. So I sent it to the
text. Yes, I just got it. Just heard it.
Okay. Yeah, but the point is, they raised all this kind of money for some cookies. And here it is, me. We can't seem to get the same people to realize that this idea of God being a human being is caused tremendous psychological damage in our communities, not just in the African American community, but in the entire country. The entire country has been damaged by this. The entire world. And all we want to do is just put the message out there where people can, so they can see it. And we can't get the support. I'm 2 doors away from a message too.
Right.
Grant you that this message is college time. So there are Muslims there from Africa, Muslims from all over the world.
Uh-huh.
India, China, everywhere. Because they come to Southern Illinois University and they study. So I've been making some pretty good, you know, we got the big billboard down there, right? Right down the road.
Right.
Here.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It says remove all racial images of God from worship.
Is that right?
Up to this point, over 3.5 million people have viewed it. It's been viewed 3.5 million times. Because it's been up for a year. It's been up for a year. And in that year's time, started doing the month of Ramadan, and next month, we're coming back up to Ramadan to eat.
Yeah.
So it's been up for just about a year. So,
wow.
I talked to them and pulled no punches. I told them, I said, look, we ain't got no, our problem is we don't have a strategy.
Right.
And you all don't have enough respect for us and the strategy that we're using to get behind us.
Right.
You think you're supposed to be this. But this is something that Allah have given to us. And
yeah,
give us an
yeah.
opportunity to tell the world that about this tremendous lie that's been told in the name
that's
of
right.
God. Tremendous lie.
Yeah,
yeah. This horrific lie that God had a son.
Mm-hmm.
That God got a cuss. That God got a nationality. He lived on earth as a human being. And he was a Caucasian man. And all we saying is we want to take that down. That ain't got no
right.
men up there. According to our faith, says, La ilaha illallah.
Mm-hmm.
Muhammad Rasulullah. There's nothing worthy
right.
of worship except Allah.
That's
no
right.
white image, no black image, no checkerboard image, no wooden image. We ain't taking no wooden nickels. None of that. Right?
That's right.
And I can come up here and beg you, son of a gun. I want to call some names. A lot of my witnesses. I never tried to be in an email because I get a little uptight about it. I won't cuss. See, because this is serious business.
Yeah.
This ain't no if and if. There are people losing their lives because of this insanity, this insane lie that's been told.
Insane.
But anyway, we rained down a little bit. You know, I'm tired of. I ain't got time to play with them. I'm almost 70 years old.
Okay.
I got to Molly Cotter with these folks. But anyway, there you have it. So After that, this happened Friday. After that, small speech, after you, Mom,
had
one brother. These are doctors. These doctors we're talking about here, too. These ain't just, you know, poor masses. These guys got cash.
Mm.
They got money. You know? So one of the doctors came up, he said, brother, whatever you need, just let me know, write some checks.
Hmm.
And then I talked to myself and said, that just goes to show you, see, you know, that if we address them right, if we address our communities right, they'll come on out with it. And ain't that what had to happen during the time of the prophet?
That's right.
I think Ali told him he was going to bring the sword. He had to come on with it. You know? And then we have it. You know? I believe we're going to have signs all over this country pretty soon.
Yeah.
They
were talking about your billboard.
That's our billboard. That's all. That's all. All this stuff is ours.
Alhamdulillah.
We're going to put up more.
This is, It's a big old billboard. Illinois. That's good. That's good incentive right there. Good incentive.
You know,
I said, yeah, the battle is won. We have the victory already. We have the victory already. All in place.
All we got to do is just keep it going.
Just keep it moving.
Keep it going. And don't think that our influence is not being felt in this world. You know, they came up with Black Lives Matter. They came up with Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Where did they get that from? That came straight from email, Baby Dean
Hunter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They may have followed the statement, but they ain't put the other back half to the statement on there. And they need to know why Black Lives never matter. Why?
That's true.
It's a reason, like they may say, we need to study on this. It's a reason why these Black Lives Matter. Why? Because Black Lives demonized. We were demonized. You had color, skin color, dark, you was black belt. And if you was white, you was right. I mean, when I was coming up, you say, if you're white, you're right. If you're brown, get out. If you're brown, get out. But if you're black,
get back.
I learned this as a kid.
Yeah, me too. I know what you're saying.
See how they put that exactly out there? If you're white, you're right.
Yeah.
Why are you right? Because you got the same color. Is a God we pray into. So you got to be right.
Mm-hmm.
If God is and then I'm just sharing with you all some of the things I had experienced in my mind and in my life, in my day to day life. One of my clients, I work for seniors. I got about three clients. And they in the step. My oldest client is 75 years old. He's got a little dementia. He got some dementia. So anyway, we was talking, and when we get to talking, he always say, "Well, the man upstairs." The man upstairs. So every time he say that, I stop.
Hey, brother, what do you say to him?
Here's exactly what I tell him. I say, ain't no man up there, Gene. I say, ain't no man up there, man. God ain't no man. And then he'll tell me.
Right.
We'll go at it for a few minutes, right? And then Allah bless me to say to him, must have been Thursday. He said it again. He said the man upstairs. So when he said that, I said, you saying that God is a man? He said, yeah, he's a man. So then I asked him, I say, what color is it? And he hesitates for a second. He hesitated. He started thinking, even though he got a little dementia. He's thinking now. He can think. He said he light skin. That's what he said. He said he light skin. I say, you mean he white? Is he white? He said, yeah. He's white.
Mm.
I say, are you telling me that God is a white man? I kept him going on this. I made him stay on that track. Now,
He done jumped on that track. He got to deal with it. So
he said,
got stubborn then. He said, yeah, he's a white man. I said, you telling me God is white? Then he sort of, I just said it about 3 or 4 times. And every time I say it to him, he back up. He realized he was making a mistake.
Right. Uh-huh. He's seen it. He said enough for him to get to his own mistakes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So then once I saw that, I said, okay, I backed up off. I let him go ahead on. But the point is, here's a man that lived 75 years up until this time, 2022. And for all these years, he got this idea buried in his head that God is a white man. That God is a human being.
Mm-hmm.
It is in him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wicked, wicked concept in him, and it's holding him back.
Holding him back. You know what, Brother Henry, you got people here on this line. They want to ask you a question, and they stay on there, and they see that you're holding you. I'm thinking that it's more interesting and beneficial to them if they listen to hear you out. You know, first.
Oh yeah, I want to hear the questions. I want to hear.
I saw Sister Karan.
Bring on in,
Then let me see if she wants to come back in. I see Brother Suja here on it, and then I saw Brother Muhammad. He probably left off and went to pray. Makes a lot. But let me see if I can get Sister Karan back in. Brother Suja is on here. I said I'm linking Brother Suja.
Walaikum as-salam.
Yes, Brother Suja.
I don't need to say nothing. Everything I say is the same, identical what Saifullah is saying. So when you hear Saifullah, you hear me. And when you hear me, you hear Saifullah. My wife might want to say something. I tell him like,
Karan was on, she was on, and she had wanted to say something. I saw her hand, but then I saw her disappear a couple of times. So that's why I really pushed you, because I know you didn't push it, your mic, you know. But anyway, Sister Karan wants to say something. We can welcome her.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What I want to say is what Mustafa, he was talking about the fundraising with the cookies. And when he was saying that, I thought about it. I said, wow, I said, that's good. And he was saying, you know, raising money to remove all racial image from worship. And what came to my mind is that, dang, I said, that's a good idea. What product do you have to sell to do that fundraising? I said, that'll be good right there, you know, to do that fundraising, alhamdulillah. I said, so I was just saying, he got to think about a product, and because they out there advertising now, assalamu alaikum.
That's something I think that we need to come up with together. We can figure out something, you know. We can figure out something in the calendars. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'm gonna tell y'all. I've been using the calendar. I've been using that calendar. That calendar is sharp. That thing is sharp as a razor blade.
That calendar got you
I've
in
been
now.
Using that calendar.
It got me
that
in now.
I took that calendar, right?
Yeah.
I went to that verse in the Bible where it says, professing themselves
to be wise,
they became fools. And changed the glory of an uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 25th verse says,
"Who changed the truth?"
Yeah, who did that? Who changed the truth of God into a lie? And worship and serve the creation more than the creator. Now, you know what?
Right.
That might be the answer. That right there. Those kind of, I sort of mentioned that too, Shuja. Those, take that. And take other Bible verses, Quran verses, lectures from the Imam Muhammad, stuff like that. We're saying, because the Imam told us use short sayings like that to reach the people, and put it in that same format you got, except just put that in a frame. And then there's another one said, the other one, and then explain it. You know, maybe explain it. Maybe it'll be a set, you know, two of them. Because, you know, you can get the frames. The frames can be gotten for like, well, it used to be a dollar. You used to get them for a dollar. I think they're about a dollar and a quarter or something now. And just one color copy, put it in a frame, and then explain what we're doing, and this is why we're doing it. We ain't just coming up out of nowhere to do this. Here's our convincing proof.
Yes, sir.
From your book and my book. They say we shouldn't do this, and that it's a terrible crime. Now, once we do that, that's going to put them on the spot. They're going to have to do something. they're going to have to say, look, y'all go ahead on with that. We're going to keep on worshiping ourselves. We ain't going to stop.
Yes, sir.
they don't have to do that, or else they're going to say, we support you.
Right.
And the ones who want support,
Okay. Brother Henry, Sister, Quran was asking, you did answer that in a way, but you mentioned the calendars that's already in effect for a fundraiser. Maybe you can take some of the quotes from the Bible that you just used and put them on a mug, you know, some of those things on the mug.
On a mug. There you go.
Put them on the mug. Or either get some kind of way where it could be like a scroll. I one time saw somebody with a pen that had, did they have the Ten Commandments on it, or did they have some quotes from the Bible? But as you turn that pen or something like that, you could be read all of those things that were in that little area of that pen, but that was a fundraiser as well. So that's what she was talking about, something that could sell like that, you know, as a fundraiser. You know, and that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, and then, see, then that way we get not only we getting the message out, and we're raising the funds to carry on the message, And inshallah, that's what we're trying to do out here. We're trying to do something similar. I hear Carbondale. I'm trying to get. Like I said, we got. They gave us another big sign that we could put up. We got this one. We already got. That's costing $750 a month. There's another one down on the other end of town, heading toward another town, $650 a month. And it's enough believers right here. Hell that. But then once we get that going. Then we can go to Chicago. We fool around and get one up in Chicago or New York.
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta. It ain't going to be no joke. They ain't going to be able to ignore it.
What
the Bible say? They going to try to hide their feet in the head.
In the head
of the head. They're trying to cover up the head, and the feet gonna show. They will hide.
Hello,
Alhamdulillah.
Well, I mean, you know, we're a small group, but we look. This is a few. A lot say we're fighting furious.
That's right.
And that's the truth.
Yeah.
Also, from Saifullah, and this is a blessing. You can see on television and the Caucasian race and the Christian, they coming out there saying exactly what we saying. That's the reason I know we done some damage. They come out there saying exactly what we saying. I said, look at that.
Ain't no doubt about it. And when they do the research, when they do the research, they going to realize, this has been going on. The mayhem started in 1977.
77. That's right.
He already had it down pat way before 1977.
Yes, sir.
He way before 1977, he had it down pat. So when the rest of the world look at it, that's going to direct their attention to who? Imam Nabi Muhammad's tafsir and the Holy Quran and our religion in itself. They're going to automatically look at it. They don't have no choice. They're going to have to look at it. So they will have it, man. I just keep thinking about it. Allah say every time you do a good deed. He say every time you do a good deed,
Allah bless you, bro.
You get multiple blessings.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't just get one blessing for the good deed you do. You get a ton of blessings for one good deed.
Yes, sir.
Let's think about it. Allah is going to bless us tremendously and is blessing. All we got to do is just keep going.
That's right.
Stay on the, like James Brown used to say, stay on the good foot.
Stay on the good foot.
Get on the good foot. Stay on it.
Brother Henry, you still got that thing that make the, you still got that machine that do the printing on the t-shirts? You still do that? Remember that you was telling us before?
I don't have one for the t-shirt, but I got one to cut out leather and patterns, stuff like that.
I can make wallets,
I can make keychains, that's another thing. That's something right there. I can make keychains. You know?
Okay.
Those keychains are inexpensive. And they can be made out of leather. And then, since we're talking about that, we also got
That's what Slavlaw used to do. That's what you get right into your field now.
Oh, that's why I asked him if he still had. Yeah, we have some of the little wallets or something like that you had last year.
Yeah.
Last year. Yeah, I got to get me a group together to help manufacture this stuff so we can start pumping it out.
Young folks, we gotta get some young folks to help.
Punch this stuff out. But you know what? They got a machine called Cricket. Y'all familiar with the Cricket machine?
No.
I wrote it down.
It's a heat presser.
Oh, a heat presser. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they got a machine. Go look it up. It's called Cricket.
Okay.
It's like you spell. That's like the thing. Cricket. Cricket.
Okay.
And what it does, that machine, you can hook it up to your computer, and you can do all kind of stuff. I don't know if you can do the mugs, but there's a lot of stuff that can be done with it. You know, you can make your own signs.
Oh,
you can make your own signs.
Right? Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yeah.
I said, you're okay then.
Cricket.
I'm going to look at Cricket.
I'm pretty sure. we got a place down here called name of this place, Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, we got those. Go to Hobby Lobby.
They'll show it to you. You know.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, the cricket machine. And they got a lot of stuff. Look, anything you want to do now, there's a machine that'll do it for you.
Okay.
There's a machine. Anything you want to do, there's a machine that'll do it. You know?
Right. Psychologist, did you see on television, and Tyreek was telling me about this, that the Ukrainian was racist. And it showed it on television. You know, and Tyreek was saying that one of the things that they was doing, that they was teaching Nazism, the Ukrainian, the one that's been oppressed. And it was saying that, he said that what they was doing is when African was getting on the train, or wherever they was getting on to flee, said that they was running them off of there.
Yeah, I remember.
I was looking at it today on the news that these Africans was talking about the racism that the Ukrainian is perpetrating against them, and Tyreek was making the point. If a person is fleeing, I mean, if a person is under that kind of pressure, they've been attacked, bombs been dropped on them, that they should at some point try to be humble. They shouldn't practice no racism.
They shouldn't be thinking about no racism. But you know, when somebody, what it is, they probably say, look, you niggas get out the way.
Mm-hmm.
We better than y'all anyway. So get on out
the way.
But it was the students they was doing it with, though. They were letting the Caucasian students go first and making the African-Americans or the African students that were over there going to school, making them step back and let the Caucasian students get on the transportation, whatever they were trying to do, get on to get out of the country or out of the area or whatever. So, see, it's still prejudice, racism being shown, but it was students. They go into college, were going to college there in Ukraine.
Yeah, that too, yeah. Go ahead.
You know what happened today, tonight, to me, right here in this little town.
Hmm.
I took my daughter and my son, we went out to eat.
Right.
And the meal cost about $54. Three of us.
Right.
I spent $54. We went to a Chinese restaurant. And anyway, the Chinese restaurant had a Caucasian woman at the cash register. So I gave her my car. She looked at my car. She took it. She ran it to me. And then she just politely told me to go sit back. And I just told her politely, I said, look, I just got to spend $54 for you. I'm going to go sit anywhere I want to sit.
I missed that.
She told me to go back. She told me, I guess she was telling everybody, maybe, I don't know, but everybody who come up, she was directing them where to go sleep. I told them, you can't tell me to go sit back there. I ain't going back there.
And you got my car.
Yeah, I didn't just pay you $54. Now, you think I'm going to let you tell me where to go sit? I know. And look, did you know what she said? Let me show you how quick she reacted. See? So yeah. So what am I saying? That racism came up out of us. And when it came up out of us, I slapped it down. And then she said, oh, yeah, okay. She said, oh, okay, I'm sorry. You know what you want. But the point is, that's all we got to do with this image.
Yeah. You got to check it.
That's all we got to do. Yeah. Bring it up in front of the world. Let them see. The ones who want to. Like somebody had a nerd, if you notice, you don't hear too much about it no more. They were running around here talking about critical race theory. You know?
critical race theory. They was
upset with that. They was like, oh, yeah, we don't want our kids coming up feeling inferior because you telling us about what our ancestors did. Right? This was their idea. And so, the sooner you hear that, you know. Hey, what you think you did to us? You don't want to hear, you don't want to hear, you just not hear it. It ain't even been 6 months, you already complained. We was underneath you for 400 years.
400 right? years.
400 years.
Yeah.
Free.
Yes, sir.
Calling you God. Calling you master. We were always boys. We never got to be me. I don't care how old we were. We'd be 75 years old. We'd be called uncle this, uncle that. But never man. So a lot of put this in our spirit. And it's not only in our spirit, it's in all of these African Americans out here. They know.
That's right.
They know.
Yeah.
You know. So it don't take but a few of us to bring it to the forefront, and everybody will benefit from
it. That's all.
Be like falling domino then.
Yes, indeed. All right, well. So there we have it. There we have it.
Nice.
But yeah, I did a DVD. I meant to send it to you, Shuja. But when I sent it to Akma, he told me it wasn't working right. So I didn't send it. I didn't send you the copy.
I got that information. I got that information on racism requires study. I got that, but that information that you was talking about where the the psychology.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Right now. I'm going to send it to you right now. Y'all keep it talking.
Alhamdulillah. Yep. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Right now.
Was that the Quran get her question answered, Shuja? Did you ask Quran? Did she get her question answered?
She said that she was good.
Okay.
I just sent that to you. Did you hear it? Yeah, there it is. Right there. You know, get up. Yeah, you got it. I'm going to send it to you on a text, Shuja.
Okay.
I'll send it to you on a text.
On the text. That's perfect.
Yeah, it's coming on text. He's going to send it to you right now, inshallah. Then, send them something. We need to put a letter together, draft a letter, and send it.
Yeah.
Put all our names on it, just like the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
And then what you did before when we were trying to get to the convention, when they had that conference, is that what you did before? Did everybody's name go on it? You wrote a letter back to them?
When we were removing all racial images from worship, we had petition.
You talking about
for the
Pope? We're supposed to be getting together to go to the conference they had.
Oh, I don't know.
Remember, remember the, when we first got started together, we'd be on the phone every, Monday night, Tuesday night, something like that, talking?
Well, conference?
Yeah. But remember when they had a conference? We were supposed to go down there where they were, somewhere in California, I think they had a conference.
Oh, yeah. I do remember now. Yeah, we were supposed to go down to the American Psychological Association there in Washington.
Yeah. And we drafted a letter and everything and had sent it. And I don't know what happened. We didn't make it, though, but I was wondering if you still had a copy of that letter.
Did we send it to them?
I think they made mention
that they hadn't responded to some stuff. I just sent it to you.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
My duty. I got to send it.
I'm going to do the law.
It's going to make us strong.
Allah Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. No, I think I sort of remember something like that, but I don't know the result of it.
We didn't get no feedback from it.
Okay.
We sent Congress some letters too. This was We sent a whole bunch of congressmen, congresspersons.
Yeah.
Yep.
Letters.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember
that
too.
Alhamdulillah.
So we put a little effort into this thing. Thank Allah. Did you get it, Shuja?
Yeah. Let me check.
Yeah, check your
cell phone.
Check your telephone. Check your text. Keep up with this stuff, right? Check your text messages. Check your text messages. I just said
the team. You said it went through. Yeah, his phone should have said bing. That's what mine did right away.
Yeah, it let you know when it comes out. Even though mine said it was saying that, but it stopped talking to me.
I got it.
You got it? Okay, good.
Yeah, APA commitment to addressing systematic racism. I got it. Oh,
all
yeah,
right.
It's nice.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
yeah, man, yeah, they laid it out. So, I mean, now what they're saying is, okay, you know we did wrong.
They admitted
to
wrong.
What y'all want us to do? That's it.
Right.
They say, okay, y'all, we know we did wrong. Now, if y'all don't come up with something for us to do, we're going to have to try to come up on our own. See, that's going to be the excuse then. But we told you we made a mistake by not doing it, but you didn't never tell us what we should be doing. See, that's the thing.
Right. But we got to draft a letter real quick. Got to get a letter quick then.
Yes.
Try to let them know what they should do.
Well, all we got to do is take the email talk about the study right there. That in itself is enough right there.
You know what? That is the study. Yeah, that is
but
right.
We got some more letters. We got more letters we can send. You know?
Okay.
We got plenty.
Okay.
We got DVDs.
Okay.
We got DVDs. We can set up.
We got
that DVD.
We can go to the root of it. Yes, sir. We got all that.
Yeah, we got all that information right there.
Yes, sir, brother.
So
yes, sir.
Got,
yes, sir.
You know, they'll be telling us, okay, we got the pitch. Please don't send us nothing there.
I'm all in, brother. Okay, let's try to do that. Let's try to do that. That's interesting. Let's try to do that.
I agree. I say what we got.
Yeah,
I agree. The guy's supposed to check. I got a DVD. It's got all the stuff on there, quite a bit of stuff that we've been doing. It's got the calendar, stuff from the calendar. It's got the times when we went to Atlanta, times when we did in Chicago. It's got all the signs on it. It's got some articles in there. I mean, it's got plenty. And then we can also send them articles. And if you got some DVDs, send them notes. You know, put it in the package and send it to them.
Right.
And then there's a contact at the bottom of that article. Shuja and Dahi and Akbar, there's a telephone number down there.
I'm looking for it.
Okay. If you scroll all the way down, you're going to see a phone number for a contact person.
I'm going to see it too. Who is it at?
Wait a minute.
Is it the end?
It's supposed to be at the end, but you might have to hit this. Let me see. I see they got some different categories here. Okay. See where it say apology at the very top?
Okay.
In the blue.
Apology. Okay, let's see.
Yeah,
let's
apology to the people of color. Apology to the people of color. See that?
Okay.
Hit
that. Let me find
it. Hit that.
Yeah.
That should open up.
APA is apology to people of color in the U.S. Is that the one?
Yeah. No, it's one that says apology to the people of color for APA's role in promoting, perpetuating, and failing to challenge racism, racial discrimination, and human hierarchy. Look what they call it. See what they call racial imagery and religion? They're calling human hierarchy. Right?
Human hierarchy.
In other words, they know. Okay, but let's see. Here you go. I think it's at the bottom of that article. Each one of them little blue things is an article.
I know that.
Read APA full apology. Okay.
That's contact number.
The first one is APA is a party to people of color in the U.S. Then you go down further and it's got read APA's full apology. You have to hit that because that's underlined. See that one? The little red dots are right down there under that, the very top, under the top part. Okay, and then you push on that, and it'll give you the better explanation of apology to people of color for APA's role in promoting, perpetuating, and failure to challenge racism, racial discrimination, and human hierarchy in U.S.
Yes.
Mm.
But one of these categories, it was at the end of one of these articles, there was a contact number.
Okay.
Must not have been that one.
Well, maybe we had to look up APA.
Yeah, but I thought it was at the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the share your comments? Okay, the first page, the first one.
Yeah.
The first one with the APA's commitment to addressing systemic racism. Scroll down by a little bit down the road, and you're gonna see share your comments with APA. You see it? It's in blue. with white
right. Is it blue?
Yes, in blue with white right. You see it there?
No, APA, African diversity and inclusion, and racial equity work.
No. Go to the very first page. Where it says APA's commitment to addressing systemic racism.
We got that.
Is that where you at?
Okay.
Now scroll on down. Pass where it says read APA's full apology. Go past that.
Okay, I pass that. Okay.
Keep on going. Now, see that box? Okay. It's blue. It says share your comments with the APA.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. I went by equity, diversity, and UZ monthly action, initial action.
Never mind, because I hit it, and it ain't even coming up. I hit it where it says share your comments. It ain't even we'll find it. It'll turn up.
Yeah, we'll find it, no problem. Yeah, we'll find it. Oh, I see it, share your comment. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, see where it says share your comments? But I just did it, Hugh John, and blank. The page came up blank. So that was
okay. Apology to the people of color. Let me see. Apology. Okay. Wait a minute.
It's one of these little lines.
Yeah.
It's one of these little lines here. It's got a phone number on it. You can check in with it. Call.
Yeah. Background material. Oh man, this is real heavy right here though.
You got plenty of stuff, right?
You see, I can't sit down for reading. I'm reading everything.
This is real heavy.
They got plenty of stuff here. They got plenty.
Yeah, read.
That's another thing. They know that they just bombard you with stuff. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know they keep it off track a little bit too.
It will.
So all we got to do is just drop the ball back in their court, and then from that point it's like ping pong game, Shuja.
Once
you hit it back over the net to them, now they got to hit it back to you.
Yeah.
And if they don't hit it back right, it's going off the table. And then we're gonna say, oh, that ain't good, right? You let me read that. Okay, I got a point on that. I got to serve this to you again. So you ain't do it right. You ain't come back.
Right.
Ping pong game, there, buddy.
Yeah.
But listen to this. It said about this resolution. In constructing this apology, APA benefited greatly from a report generated by APA Division 45, the Society for the Psychological Study of Culture, Ethnicity, and Race, titled Protecting and Defending Our People. The Warrior's Path, APA Division 45, 2020. This Warrior's Path report affects upon how APA and psychology can shed racism and colonial roots to embody the principles of equity, diversity, and inclusion to become an actively and anti-racist discipline. Oh, this is too much to read, but this is something. See, I'll be up need to be in the bed reading.
This is interesting. These people here know how to use words.
You see what we're doing now? That's what the email told. That's how the email said we need to look into it, find out, you know.
Make them
come on with it.
Hmm.
Something to that. But I can't figure out what happened to that number. I heard that number. Oh, here it is. Maybe this is it. Contact us.
Okay, I got a doctor name, Maisa Agba. Maisa Agba, PhD. Chief Diversity Officer. So that's a Muslim.
Yeah, what's his number?
Okay.
What's his number?
I got a number here, too. I got a number. Let's see.
Okay.
This is the American Psycho. This is the main office. This
okay.
is the mailing address. And it's got the mailing address. It's got the telephone number. It's got two telephone numbers.
Wow.
What are you looking at, huh?
Yeah. Okay,
what are you
but this is,
at,
let me see if I can get back. Okay. Let's see. That same page you just got. You remember what said Americans' commitment, APA's commitment to addressing systemic racism? APA's commitment.
Oh, yeah, they got all
kinds
of...
You know what? I'm going to
They got all kind of references down here. They got all kind of a websites and people's names and topics and everything down here.
They got all that. I mean, again, if you point one, it's give you almost the same much information.
Yeah, they do.
I'm gonna send y'all this page, okay?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
You die here, and I'm gonna send it to shoot y'all. All right.
Okay.
So now,
okay.
Wait a minute here.
Yeah, give me that. With the numbers and everything on it. Address.
Yeah, it's got all the stuff right there. Okay, shoot y'all. Your name came first. All right. I just sent it to you. Now I'm finna send it to Diane. Okay, let's see. Diane. There it is. Now here at the bottom on that page I just sent you.
Yeah.
It's got something to say. It's contact us. It's in gray and white. The white letters. And when you hit that, what it's got? It's got the governance. It's got directorates and programs. It's got the press room. Advertise with us. Corporate supporter. Work with the APA. Contact us. See, it says about APA, and it's got all them little categories. When you hit contact us, it brings you up these phone numbers, telephone numbers.
Okay, APA.org. Okay.
Did y'all get it?
Okay.
Did
no,
it
didn't
come through?
It came through.
I may be looking in the wrong place, but I got.
No, look on your text messages, like I just sent up.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm looking on the text. Okay, Psycholog. I found this. Okay, fine.
But all of it's on the same website. You got that first website. You're going to come across it. But I just happen to have it.
I got addressing racism. Which one is it? APA, you said. APA. Right? Let me see. That's going back to that first page.
Yeah, when you go to that first page, you should still be able to get to it. Let's see. Wait a minute. Yeah, it's at the bottom of that first page.
Is it the bottom of the first page?
All the way down.
Almost all the way down.
Yeah,
yeah.
All all the way down, you'll see where it says contact us too.
Right.
Up there, this down, go to the bottom of the page, it'll say contact us. Then it's got mailing address, American Sociological Association, 750 First Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C. Then it's got telephone numbers, got two. Then contact the service center Monday. See, it's got all of that.
Okay, I'm down here to the bottom now. Advanced psychology.
Go ahead.
Okay. Student. About.
Do you see contact us?
No.
Oh.
Okay, go past where it says students. Go
past where it says, okay.
See where it says students?
Uh-huh. Get involved.
Let me see what else it says.
About student,
APA.
About psychology, publication databases, about APA, more APA websites.
About APA. Oh, okay, wait a minute. Hold it. You passed it. About APA. See what it says about APA?
Yeah.
All right. Now go to, scroll down. Don't scroll. Just take look down to the bottom right there. It says contact us.
No, this is not it. This is not
say
contact us.
Oh,
yeah, I see it. Hear that?
Contact us. Get everything. We should tell the believers to contact them.
Yeah. Yeah, we get the
you
numbers
know,
and everything off. Yeah.
Say.
Yeah, let's do that.
Share this website with everybody. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like Akbar.
Rolling, man. You rolling.
That's it. Hello, Akbar.
Yes,
Let's see. Maybe that'll work.
Yeah, because you know they got grants and things coming up now, and they got I just received one from Massachusetts the other day. They're having a conference there, and I've always to work with the special needs, you know, and mental health. That's one of my minors in school, mental health psychology, and I used to work with them, and my name is on a list. But being one to send information to in reference to mental health and psychology and all that kind of stuff and conferences and stuff like that. So I got one the other day that was sending me some information about something coming up. I'll make sure we
I think
see.
The,
go ahead.
I think the APA is supposed to be getting over so many billions of dollars to go into this into that area.
Yeah, they're letting people know that more attention needs to be given, too, because they tried to stop those grants before when we re-entry. You know, that's all mental health. Addicts and recovering addicts and those released from prison, that's all that's mental health. You know, because those people go through some changes mentally when they have to adjust and all that, like coming out of military, too. Same thing.
That's right.
So I have to respond to them.
I want to do this play the Naeem Akbar. Well, we got the information from Naeem Akbar. I wanted to see if
Where was that at?
That's right.
You
I got
mentioned
to,
that.
Yeah. I got to get to your address and everything. Yeah, I got a flyers on that, a whole lot of flyers and things on that. And let me see. Let me go and look. Hold on. Let me go look.
Y'all remember brother, what's his name, Wally Ollie?
Yeah.
The boy
who put that song out.
Huh?
The one who put the song out? He made a song, didn't he?
Oh, he made a lot of songs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brother Wally Ollie. Yeah, he's in Massachusetts now writing a book on Yeah, he's doing some writing. He called me the other day, and me and Akbar were surprised to hear from him. And he was, he had the right number. He said, well, he'll be coming on back down. Just wait when the weather breaks.
Oh, that's
nice. Is he writing
nice.
A book on what, Sister Daya?
Huh?
I said, you say he's
Thrawn?
Writing a book on what? I said, you say he's writing a book
say.
On what?
I didn't say. I didn't say. Because he told me he's not going to tell me.
Okay.
He said he's not going to tell me right now. But it must have been something that's been discussed before and talked about before. Because anytime he wants to write a book or make a song, he'll head to Massachusetts and start, you know, where it's quiet and peaceful and everything at and do that. Yeah. He said be back down this way. I don't call him. You know, but I was surprised that he called us and still had our number. We haven't seen him now in about a couple of years, a year or so ago.
We still got
his
song?
Huh?
You got that song? You got his song? You got his music?
I got his music,
yeah.
You
got a copy? You got a copy of it?
Of Wally Ollie's music? Oh.
I don't have a brand new one
or nothing like that, but last time, this is the one we had, I think last one he made last year, when we was at W.D. Muhammad's High School when they had that reunion thing. He was there, and Sister Suad Elmine, and a lot of those old jazz and music. Okay, I'm gonna see which one we'll talk about that. I'll see which one you might want. I'm gonna call you. I'm going ahead and look and see.
I want the one that says wasn't the first one he did on the image.
The first. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I sit in church and
yes.
I don't understand why. Right?
Hey.
Is that it?
That is a nice one. Yeah, that is a nice one on that image. That's right. I'm going to ask Bob.
That's the one I want.
Brother Henry said he wants a copy of that, the CD that Brother Wally Ali made about the image. Ask Bob said, okay. He got him. He's back. CDs every day. Yeah,
I'm about to place
them in.
That's amazing. He back there working up a storm. Hey, I got to get in on it. May Allah bless y'all. I got to get in. I got to get some sleep.
I got the information.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Can you text it to me or have Quran text it to me?
I can let me see, what'd you do? Take the picture of it or what?
You can take the picture of it?
Let me Quran grandson was showing me how to do it, but I didn't pick it up. But it's the National Association. I'm gonna text it to you. The National Association
right.
of Black Psychologists.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what it is.
We sent them something, man. They ain't never yeah. respond, but they maybe ready to respond now. I don't know. We sent them something. They ain't never respond.
Oh, yeah.
But at any rate, you know, that's okay. Maybe they're ready now. I don't know.
Yeah, they at Florida State University.
Wouldn't it be great if we could, hey, suppose we ask a bunch of them to get together and sponsor a great big, sponsor a billboard.
Yeah, right here you got 500. The National Association of Black Psychologists is an organization with a national membership of over 500 African American psychologists.
I had to visit them at one time. Me and Yamini took me out there to visit them. We had a tour of a new place. I don't know if they're still out there or not, but a lot of ground.
They was the first one that jumped out there. I think because Naeem was there, but they was the first one that jumped out and made the statement there. Yeah, Naeem Akbar.
Who's Naeem?
Akbar.
Yeah,
Dr. Naeem Akbar. They was the first one that jumped out and said that the portrayal of divine and images of Caucasian flesh constitute an oppressive instrument destructive to the self-esteem of black peoples throughout the world and is directly destructive to the psychological well-being of black children. So they jumped out there like that, you know.
You got that article, right?
I got that article.
We need to talk to them, man.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. We got that article, and that was going to be one of the articles I was thinking about sending some information to those people. And I was thinking about sending this article and some more information to them. Like when you were talking about, did we have any information? We got plenty of information. You know,
we got plenty of information. I remember that article too. Now that because you had it, you sent me that before.
Yeah. We've been doing this over 50 some years. So we got plenty. Yeah,
I definitely remember that.
Mm-hmm. Praise be to Allah. So I'm gonna get this into you. Brother Saifullah,
please do.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it to you.
As soon as I get my hands on it, I'm gonna read it right to these folks over here at the Messenger.
All right.
I'll take it right to them.
You know, send it to me. Can Ron send it to me too, Suja?
Yes, ma'am. I sure will.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
Akbar said that Brother Naeem Akbar is preaching now.
Oh, Naeem Akbar did a flip.
Well, he was already flipped. I don't know if you remember one day we was all sitting in the message and the imam jammed him real hard, put a spanking on his butt.
Yeah.
And, he switched off the stage.
Yeah,
he switched his butt off this stage.
And
we was laughing up a storm. He switched his butt off that stage and walked out the door. I ain't seen him since.
I know he flipped that way. I thought he just flipped from being a Muslim or studying Islam.
I don't know which way he flipped, but he had that flipping walk.
I remember when he first came to Chicago. He came to Chicago with his man. When he first came to Chicago, he had his man with him.
And he's a preacher now.
No, he wasn't no preacher then. I'm talking when he first came to Chicago. This was back in 73.
He's a preacher now, right?
He's a preacher now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He might be a Christian preacher now,
where's
but...
Where's this church at?
I don't know.
Church
I don't
at?
Know. Maybe Agbon knows.
Told me. I didn't even know that. I was about to say, the church is in Florida.
It'd be nice to find out where his church is and send him and ask him his because he, like you say, Shuja, he wrote that article.
Yeah.
You know, he was responsible for somewhat of that article. So it'd be interesting to see his viewpoints.
You know, Agbar, this really happened now. I mean, psych a lot. We was doing something else, different removing racial images. And wanting him to speak on it, you know what he told me? You know what he told me?
Wait, tell you.
He asked me did I have his book. You know, I
and
told him who
it.
I was. I told him who I were and everything. I said this is Brother Shuja. He know me. I said this is Brother Shuja. Muhammad, yeah, because we had him on the radio when we did that, when we had that protest, he went on the radio and he had a debate with a man about racism. That was when we went to, that time
we were talking to that Caucasian guy, what was that Caucasian guy, I can't think of his name. He was a racist then. I know he was a racist.
I remember that too.
I forgot his name. If you say it, it'll pop in my mind.
Yeah. I remember that was Belial. Me and you and Belial.
Warren Fiber, something like that.
You have to end that conversation now. We're going to have to go.
That was one and five, bro. That was one and five, bro. That's what it was.
We finna go back into the history then. Well, we're talking
about inshallah. Oh, wow. Brother Saifullah, thank you for being our guest speaker tonight and being our presenter. We covered a lot of stuff. We covered a lot of things and things to move forward on, you know. And it's worthwhile our, in other words, we'll be trying to just fall on in the role and in our spots that Imam W.D. Muhammad mentioned that we have to do this. And Allah put us over this here, because otherwise we wouldn't be so interested and concerned about this here. But the more years to go into it, the deeper and deeper it gets. And we just got to stop that image, get that image out of the way. But praise be to Allah. Praise be. Thank you all for coming on and sharing the information.
I try to get on more often. Please do,
because we got to write this book.
I like the format of the calendar. I like that calendar format. That could be like a little book right there. See, we got to do is just turn it around and make it a pictorial with some. You know, with some words on it. Ain't got to be a lot, but Bible verses, stuff like this. Well, we got a good start on it.
Alhamdulillah.
I got to go. May Allah bless you all.
Alhamdulillah. I'll talk to you.
Assalamu alaikum. Well, give Sister Valerie the greetings from me.
All right. She's in Trinidad right now.
She's over there in Trinidad somewhere with her sister. She's doing something over there, is she? With the nursing? Anyway, okay. 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 Okay Henry. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, who's close out? Let me see if I can get Brother Emmanuel. He just came on. I'm getting him to close and just go out. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Emmanuel.
Why
you just came in.
No, I've been on. No.
Right out that you just came
on. No, I've been on. I ain't go all the way back and see what y'all was talking about. But anyway,
أَعُوذُ
بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ آمين يا رب. Everybody,
آمين.
We'll see you tonight. We'll see each other in the morning, inshallah, at 9 o'clock, and we'll continue our conversation.
Okay, inshallah. This is Marvin Greetings. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Okay. That's all right.